APLX HD2, Fort Worth. It's time.
How you doing?
No.
They just killed the Eagles.
For the emergency break of the week.
What do you want to do? You want me to get my freaking knee pads on? All right.
Whoa. Great. Jeez.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Did you like the win?
Dude, do you need another tampon?
Are you positive?
We get you one.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
This makes for a good team and a good show. I'm just competitive. I want to win.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you some wheels off candidates, and you get the vote on them at 214-787-1310. Speaking of Bob and Dan, they were the ones who had the moron dog incident in the first year of their show way back in the 90s. We have another moron dog incident this week when we had our NFL insider Michael Lombardi on Tuesday morning, and he has one loud dog that stopped down our show.
Really does things that I don't think Pittsburgh thought he could do, nor I thought he could do. I mean, makes those throws down the field, which were spectacular, and they were un-Tebow-like. He hadn't done them all year.
Oh, my. Just have an intruder?
Dog.
Well, you know, we have a an Italian dog, and it gets loud. So, you know, it's, what can I say?
All right, so was that just one of those games?
Odd recovery there. A lot of people speculating that was Sweet Jack, who had just found a deal.
Man, that was a loud dog.
Moron dog.
Yeah, we should have called him out on that a little more about how the dog is a moron. All right, here is Mike Saroy, Norm's producer, up for an e-break.
How about it, pal?
He was talking about Kevin Turner, who was stepping in to do tickers that morning because Sean Bass was ill. And the term he was looking for was narcolepsy. Narcolepsy.
Kevin Turner is in the ticker room.
The sweet jack of all trades.
Sweet jack of all trades.
Well, what else can he really do? What do you mean? He sure can't host. He can barely do tickers. Not very nice.
I don't know, but he looks like he's taking my title of most tired-looking person at the ticket from
me. He can fill in for Jer.
What's your ailment that you suffer from, necrophilia?
I'm young. I partied last night. What are we talking
necrophilia?
About?
Necrophilia? No, Mike.
No, narcolepsy.
That's, no, not
narcolepsy.
Wait,
no.
He's a narc?
I get those mixed up.
Thinking narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy. There you
necrophilia
go.
Necrophilia is
what's
the
that?
Tendency of a human being to want to make love to dead things.
Oh, my gosh. What is Norm doing? What is... I think that's on Norm. I think Saroy made an honest mistake, right?
I don't know how honest that is.
It's a pretty bad mistake,
yeah.
Though.
I think it's a mistake that Norm could not let just lay out there.
Norm seemed all too familiar with necrophilia.
Yes, and it was a joy for him to define it for us.
And he had a quick and firm definition.
And he didn't even change his voice for it.
Oh, we have the Necrophilia Association. I want to share this definition with you.
All right, I don't care. Give it to Norm or Saroy. They're both up for it then. And that brings us to the hard line. This seems to happen to him, I was going to say a few times a year, maybe it's a few times a month. This may be the worst audio meltdown they've had, where one guy thinks the other guy has the audio that they're about to play. They seem to have a lot of audio issues. This one apparently is on Danny.
Last night on ABC, or on ESPN, I guess, some basketball, it was time for Magic Johnson to narrate highlights. Let's listen.
I'll eat my heart out because I love her. Come on, baby.
Are you not playing this? Are you kidding? Hello? What? The...
Whoops.
So... I thought you had it on your...
It was on my phone.
And you never put it...
Uh-oh. No.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Danny.
Oh, my.
It's a 30-second clip on Deadspin.
Oh, Danny.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, no.
It was a good idea.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Ah, that was awful.
Yeah, so he brings up... I guess that was Ryan's iPad
I think
that was
so.
Still on.
Yeah, because they used return music.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm with you, Gordo. I like the beginning of that one. Let's just hear the first 10 seconds of that again.
Last night on ABC. or on ESPN, I guess. It was time for Magic Johnson.
All right, so those are your three candidates. The Lombardi Dog, Saroy and Norm, or Danny and the Hardline at 214-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'm Robot Santa. I'm Robot Santa. I'm Robot Santa.
Vote.
That's who I am.
Vote.
You're not going to get a vote out of that person.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
I make love to dead people.
Oh, don't say that.
Gosh.
We'll put that down as a vote, but do better next time. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Projectile Diarrhea Giorgio.
Interesting.
It is very interesting.
Not really, and not funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
The acceptable response to radio gone bad is, what? Silence. I freaking vote for Danny. I suck.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yes, I would like to vote for DFW's best necrophiliacs, Joey Bennett and Dean Fuentes, please. Thank you.
And we'll put that down as a sorority vote. But
is there such thing as projectile diarrhea?
I don't know, Gordon.
George has
Gordon's
it.
Gordon's the I expert on it.
I think so. Really?
Projectile.
All right, I got it.
Wow.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes.
Who wins the e-break?
Hey, fellas, new listener here. Do we vote for the biggest screw-up?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Yeah, I'd like to thank myself for my courage and bash life born.
You're not a new listener, sir.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Steve Buscell, Ramrod, and Willie B. High. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Gordo, I can smell your hunt.
That, yeah, what about that as an e-break candidate, or was it just too filthy?
Yeah, how is that not nominated?
Would you stop editing after we play him? If you have a big case about it, say that before we play him.
Was it too dirty?
Well, I didn't think about it.
There's a reason why that's not on there.
Because it sounded too bad?
Well, yeah, and it didn't really stop us down. We just kept moving on, and it's not, you don't really want to play that.
Yeah, what we're referencing is on, it was last Friday, it was a week ago. When we were talking to the professional hunter, Ivan Carter, and I said that his DVD had some really terrific hunts, but I didn't pause, and it really ran together and sounded just horrible.
Yeah, I mean, you can't,
And you're right. It didn't stop down the show. You guys just let it go, and everybody let it go. Well, I should say P1s didn't let it go.
No, they didn't let it go at all.
No. It made you think that DVD was available at a local XXX shack.
Yes.
Terrific.
And let's say that I was describing an adult video. That is a weird compliment to give it.
Yeah.
It's that word. That word is...
A lot.
Kind of a negative.
All right, hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, this is Asian hipster Danny Bayless. I'm never going to step foot in that new Cowboy Stadium unless Jerry Jones and Duck's entire Dallas music scene to the Ring of Honor.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, good morning. I have a 1993 game-worn protective cup worn by Steve Bye-Bye Balboni. I was wondering what I could get for it.
This is not Steve Balboni. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? I don't even
get
that.
Yeah, I got it.
I got it.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I would like to register my vote for Mike Saroy. Have a blessed weekend.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. The Mike Saroy, Norm Hitchkiss combo of messing up narcolepsy wins the e-break.
Kevin Turner is in the ticket room.
The sweet jack of all trades.
Sweet jack of all trades.
Well, what else can he really do? What do you mean? He sure can't host. He can barely do tickers. Not very nice.
I know, but he looks like he's taking my title of most hard-looking person at the ticket from
me. He can fill in for Jer.
What's your ailment that you suffer from? Necrophilia? Yeah. I'm young. I partied last night. What are we talking about?
Necrophilia? No, Mike.
No, narcolepsy.
No, not necrophilia.
Narcolepsy.
Wait, no.
He's a narc?
I get those mixed up.
Thinking narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy, there you go.
Necrophilia is tendency of a human being to want to make love to dead things.
Okay. So many problems with this. First of all, that Norm would call it making love. What's wrong with him?
A lot of things.
The tendency.
How about the way Saroy just rips into Kevin?
Yeah.
He there's no way he can host.
You know, he can barely do tickers.
Yeah, poor kid. First time he's on a weekday shift, and that's what he gets from Saroy. Yeah, jeez.
How many is that for Saroy?
It's his third win. He ties a man named Fernando.
Mm.
All right, it's 8:00.